Hello. Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday. Welcome to the Kadampa Center. In a few minutes, Geshe-la will be coming through the door. And if you've never been here before, you'll notice that we'll all stand. And that's out of respect for Geshe-la and his precious teachings. And if you will please turn off your cell phones now or put them, keep them on, but put them on mute, that would be really nice. It keep from interrupting the teachings. Let's see. Geshe-la has, in the first session, talked about some types of meditation practices, and he also quoted some stanzas from Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, Chapter 6, on patience. If you are not going to attend the teaching on Wednesday, and if you're not going to the Lamrim retreat on the weekend, then this will be the last time you'll see Geshe-la until he returns from his trip to Indonesia, Australia. So we have some katas there. If you didn't bring one, you can borrow one in the basket and present it to Geshe-la while I'm reading the prayer list and then the dedication prayers. And then when you sit down, you can just join in on the dedication prayers. We'll be saying the prayers are in the white prayer book. When Geshe-la comes in, we'll be saying prayers from the first bay sheet, Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. And then we're going to say the four measurables in English. I've changed the tune. I think the America the Beautiful was too difficult. So I've changed it to a different tune. And I'll sing it right now so you'll know. It's really simple. It's the same one for each line. It's, may all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. So that thing's pretty simple, isn't it? Okay, so if you could try to help join in on that, that would be very nice. And so we'll just wait for Geshe-la to come in, and we'll try to get our minds ready to receive the teachings. So let's chant the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. It's on the first base sheet in the white prayer book at the top. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. And the four immeasurables in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Thank you very much. And then the two mantras at the bottom of the first pink sheet, Chen Reizig's mantra 8 times, and then Green Tara's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Now the children are welcome to go to their classes. If your child has never been to the center, would you please accompany your child? Find out where to pick your child up.
I was here. No, your English is better. Good morning. We begin with meditations, okay? So, like, being present, how you say, be present, be with yourself, or be present. So this is the technique. So the, in Buddhism, they use how to be present, present or be with yourself. That's called breathing meditations. Okay, breathing meditations. So when you go out to center, so there's like painting. You see, there's like elephants, the monks, the rabbit. There's one painting there outside. So that painting actually is kind of like the painting of, you know, like how to develop karma abiding meditation, shamatha or karma abiding. Shamatha, the Sanskrit word, shinye, the Tibetan word called shinye. Shinye means being still peacefully. Being still, shinye means being still peacefully. Shinye. There's no nine stages, there's nine levels. First one is, you could call, in your language, you could call being present. Now the job means that's called Nanda Japa, means, you know, like, it's more like remain within yourself, remaining within, okay, remaining within Nanda Japa, or maybe looking inward then rather than outward, inward. It says, you know, if we can count our breath in and out 21 times without losing track, 21 times. From nose, exhale, then inhale, one. Exhale, inhale, that's two. If you can count that 21 times, that's pretty good. You are already in the first stages. That's kind of inspiring. So then second, then you know how long. Then third, how clear, no, this comes later. So I've been explaining this meditation. Please don't think, oh, this is very simple. So it's not about simple or complicated, no. So it's also, it's simple, but that we have to learn. So then do meditations, okay. If you do, you get benefit. So rather than hoping, okay, oh, Gisela will do meditation, then somehow I will get benefit. That's unrealistic. No. So that's why I call this is best part of class, because all of us, we are doing meditation together. So that's good. Even doing meditation in the big group, you know, somehow it's more powerful. So this meditation is taught by, of course, Shakyamuni Buddha, then also taught by Indian master called Vasubandhu. He wrote one book, talks about, there's like, Jane Guru, there's nine chapters. In chapter number four, or I think chapter number eight, that, you know, Vasubandhu, the Indian master, who's from West Bengal now, a long, long time ago, and he taught in this meditation, breathing meditations. If you wonder where it's been taught, you can look at their books. In chapter number 8, there's different meditations been listed there. So this is one of them, like breathing meditations. So namtok in nyembo. Namtok is like, you know, sometimes the way they translate called superstitious, but that's not, I think, the best translation. Superstitious means, you know, opening up your umbrella inside your house. Not that kind of, that's much, namtok is much bigger than that. They're probably like, so far, you know, there's no the translation, one translation that cover whole meaning of namtoks. So anyway, there's like minds kind of creating no stories. Mistakenly assuming, then, you know, with reason cannot has established. No reason, all kind of things. No. Anyway, so Namto Nyingpo. So this breathing meditation is for Namto. So then according to text, it says we breathe in and out 21,000 times a day. because need to know. Yeah, we need to know 21,000 times a day we breathe in and out. And out of that, how many we are aware? How many of them we are aware? So that's not kind of scary. So anyway, so the breathing meditation. So that's what it works. So we'll do this. This morning we did 50. Are you ready to do 50? Yeah, we'll count 50. Okay. Oh, maybe I'm not sure. Like, there's a lot of new people. Probably will do 21. That is better. Just 21. That's you test whether you can count the 21. Not if you can count that without distraction, losing the track. So then you are already in the first stage. You know, this kind of inspiring. First, exhale from the nose. Inhale one. Each time when you inhale, then you count one. Okay. You may hear some noise here, there, you know, people are talking outside, so you don't follow, you know, so make sure that you count that. Too fast? Huh? You can, you know, like, you can do multiple times, you can count 50, 100, you know, see if you can count. So that's exactly what it means, being present, being within yourself. That's how you, you know, you, this meditation is for, okay? So then, second meditations. This is all for sake of knowledge, you know, so I'm very much hoping that you will learn and, you know, share with your friends, other people, you know. So the second meditation is called nine round breathing meditations, to help you to eliminate stress. Stress, okay. So when you stress out, so much better to do 9 round breathing meditation than screaming, yelling, kicking things out, you know, cursing, breaking things. I think much better to do 9 round breathing meditation. So there will be like 3 round, each round, you know, like 3 breathings. So probably I need to explain, if some of you are here first time, I need to explain this a little bit, you know, for sake of knowledge. So then you can do the same thing to explain. So in the text it says, you know, it is a technique to help you to eliminate imbalanced energy. Or you could say wasted energy. Huh? Because of the energy that we blink, we move, we talk, we move around because of energy. Huh? According to Vajrayana teachings, there are 72,000 channels located in our body. So the doctor is not going to find. The surgeon, they're not going to find, but there's something they cannot find. So I'm not sure. I just know number, 72,000, that's all. I don't know. So I don't know where it merged intellectually, well, because there's three main channels in the center of our body, close to the back. So the entrance of the channels is here, somewhere here. Because of that, when you get headache, if you just press here, you know, then if you do like that, sometimes it helps. That's why it says text. It will also eliminate headache too. So somewhere in the middle. So right now, in my case, I'm not sure about your case. My case, this three main channel, especially particularly the central one, was called UMA. UMA. So one day I will bring some drawing. Somebody made some drawings, so I'll bring it to you, I'll show you how it looks. So then, central channel is now, right now, it's completely blocked. There's like knots, one here, one there, there's like three knots. So those 72,000 channels emerge from just, you know, three main channels all over the place. So now here, like, wasted energy, because, you know, every thought comes with energy. We cannot separate whether you are thinking something good or something neutral, something negative. It comes with energy. We cannot separate thought and energy. We cannot separate that. So every thought that comes with energy. So now, wasted energy, or you can call it stress or imbalanced energy. Same, there's the mind. Less rua means flexible. Okay? Flexible. Body, less rua means flexible. That's whole idea of the yoga. The goal is to, you know, to reach flexible body. This whole physical yoga practice. The mental yoga is like to reach to the flexible mind. Flexible mind. Easy to let it go, easy to move on, you know, easy to, like, flexible, okay? Same lesson, little lesson. So now, how this energy has been wasted or become imbalanced? Because not able to concentrate, not concentrating, that's how the energy been get waste. Thinking something, 10 different things one time. You may call smart or genius, but actually, energy is getting imbalanced. like that. So when you concentrate, you know, so that's way to balance your mind. When you balance your mind, the very energy that comes with the mind, it gets balanced. So then that's called useful energy. So then more of them go through the channels. It, you know, contribute to physical discomfort, comfort, and that contribute to mental comfort. Over the other way around, wasted energy, stress, that cause physical discomfort because it can get stuck. So then that contribute to the mental discomfort. So that's no good. So this is a technique how to get rid of that, okay? 9 round breathing meditations. So I'm very much hoping that whenever you get stress out, how you say, stress out, it sounds like it should be stress in. Then stress out, then you don't need to do meditations. Stress in. So anyway, so in my my mind, it should be stress in. Anyway, so whenever you have that problem, so then please do this non-down breathing meditations. You can teach, you can share with your friends, you know, you can even teach your, you know, kids, you know, so, but it's going to be a challenge for kids, you know, like if you're three-year-old boys, to teach them 9 down breathing meditation, that's not going to be easy. So the more like it's going to become like a joke. So anyway, so what to try? So what do you do? First, you use your left hand, please. Block your this. No. we will begin with inhale, okay? Blow your left nostril. It's very important, every breathing meditation, so make sure your back stress. No stress. Back is straight. Straight. So then, long, slow. Inhale. Then again. Then again. Then. Just fast round. Now the second round, please right hand, blow your right nostril, inhale. Then, again. Then again. Then. The second round. So now from both nostrils, inhale, exhale. This is called 9-round breathing meditation. It's clear? It's clear? Yeah, 9-round breathing meditation. No knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no solutions. So, that is very important. In Buddhism, particularly in Tibetan Buddhism, so much emphasis has been put on learn. So now the one more meditation, then I will read something from here. One more meditation. So this is called Gropa Sendatuchi Menga. You can follow instructions or meditations, how to forcefully stop super excited mind, So that's what it's called. This particular meditation is designed to help someone who's walking towards karma abiding, deeper level of concentration. So this is called forceful method. So before that, is there any other method? Yeah, there are methods, So this is for particularly, as I mentioned, this is very important to second knowledge. It has to be clear that we understand very clearly. So this meditation's forceful method, how to stop super excited mind, is designed to help someone out there who is working for karma abiding. In the karma abiding meditation, what do you do? You choose object. Could be image, could be color, anything. But you choose that very carefully. Once you choose, then you do change. You don't change. Oh, I don't like this red. Oh, I'm probably yellow. Oh, I don't like yellow or white. You can't be, picky. Picky? You have to choose the object very carefully. Once you choose that, then you concentrate, First you look at them very carefully, then you try to close your eye, then you try to see that in your mental eye, from your eye, So then when time goes by, your mind get kind of wander, Not just wander, thinking something, get so excited, thinking that they keep going, but you are sitting there, but you are not really doing meditation, doing something else. So then how to stop that? So this is called forceful method. So what you do before that, you think something that you don't know, then there's a number of techniques. If that doesn't work, so then you use this one. Okay? So this one, wandering mind is different than this, called yewa. Yewa means just mind gets just wander. If you first time come here, why these things are hanging down from the ceiling? What are they? You just wonder, but you don't have really interest to know. Just wonder, That's called wandering mind. So now this gopa, that's like super excited mind. That's like you keep thinking. That this is like the cause by some form of attachments. That's why you're having difficulties to take it back. So then what this uses, this forceful method, okay? So what we do, forcefully exhale, not from the nose, from the mouth. Long, So then inhale from the nose. That's one. Then that's two. So we'll do this 10 times. 10 times. And the end, then please hold your breath. Imagine that energy that's going inside your body through your channels, round, shapes round, size didn't mention, doesn't matter, round, white. Four fingers below your navel. When you feel it reach there, so you close the lower jaw, maybe muscle up, the energy that comes up is yellow color, same round. Size doesn't matter. So then become like this. Okay? Then there the where whole attention should be there. Meanwhile, you're holding your breath as long as you can. Then exhale. Clear? Yeah. So we'll do 10 times. Okay? And please try, see if it helps, if it should help, okay? So then one important thing about meditation. The word meditation, and the first of all, if you are somewhere here, if you are here, have interest about meditation, first and foremost important thing is to learn how to sit properly. There's like 7 sitting positions there you sit. It's very important to know the instructions, to learn instructions how to do the meditation properly. So, first one, I will go through them briefly, everything. First, the leg. Could be full water across, so that means you see both of your soul on your lap. That's full water across. Piece of cake. No. Just joking. Difficult to do. So there's full water cross. So then second one's called half water cross. That means like Tara. You know, right in, left out, left out. Oh, doesn't matter. Left in, right out, doesn't matter. So anyway, so there's not like, no, there's more as easy to do, relatively easy to do. There will be 7 sitting positions. First one's leg. Gangba. Then lakba means you know, hand. Left hand below, right hand above, like this. This shape has significant meanings. It has something to do with inner heat. So you place that, like, place on your lap. Sometimes people hold like this, that's too much. So just know that's no good. So I'm not sure how long you can hold. Just place there. The second, no, kangpa lakpa. So then, kepa, the back, uncooked spaghetti, yeah. So that's relevant example. So in the text they use coin, you know, stack of coins. So anyway, the bottom line is to straight back. Back has to be straight. There's 3, kangpa lakpa. Then, thapa, so shoulder. naturally place them a little bit, you know, space between hand and body. So then head be a little bit, you know, a little bit down, not like this. Not like, you know, you can meditate if you go like this. There will be seven. Okay, so please you count the number, the seven. So then I place on nose, a little bit on nose. But you don't have to make extra effort to see the tip of nose, no? You just place like that. Then lip, tongue, the teeth, count one. Should be, lip should be natural, teeth should be natural, the tongue, the tip of the tongue must touch upper palate to prevent, if you're doing hours and hours of meditations, then something drips. No, so they stop, they prevent that. They also prevent from thirst. This is called seven sitting positions. Then if you see eight of them, so then what is the number eight? Eight is like this breathing meditation that we just did in the very beginning. From the breathing meditation. What is four? That's for if you are in good mood. If you are not in good mood, you cannot meditate. No? So then try to change the mood. Then you focus on your breath. That's how to know to change your mood or maybe state of mind. This is important. Sitting position is important because there's one Tibetan master called Marpa in Tibet. He says, in Tibet, there's many, many people meditate, but none of them can compete the way I sit. Having problem with deciding which channel to watch, just sit like this. It will prevent from you to flip the channel through. Just sitting physical like this, there's a lot of, prevent a lot of problems and difficulties. So just want to share that. Then gom, so now there's like meditation, Tibetan word gom. What it means? It means familiar. Familiarizations. Making familiar. So that is required to do, you know, practice. If you do once a blue moon, do this, then you forget, you know. There's something that we do every day to make ourselves familiar, okay? So now that's the definition of meditation. Down the purpose. That's very important. The purpose. So we have to be 100% clear. The minute you try to sit down about to do some meditation, we have to be crystal clear. The goal or the purpose of meditation is to reduce negative thought. Why? Regardless, monks, nuns, president, billionaire, millionaire, poor people, you know, like minister, whoever host negative thought. The negative thought is mental suffering. No good. That's the last thing that we need, negative thought. When it comes from yourself, other people, other belief, other religion, other culture, other traditions. So we don't need any of those. So therefore, in the very beginning of the class, there's many, many prayers that can be said, but we choose to say four immeasurables. We are all saying, same time, may all sentient beings, not just saying may all American beings or Tibetan beings, we are saying all sentient beings. That is the highest goal, is to, you know, to sing that message into your heart, that you work for all living beings, not just for one particular group of people. No? So that's like His Holiness, you know, as a disciple of His Holiness Dalai Lama, trying to follow his footsteps, firmly believe that unity, harmonious unity, is better than divisions. No, so we have to open up our mind based on possibility, than rather than close based on religious belief. So what we need, we don't need more religions. That His Holiness said, what we need more good people. That's what we need. We need more people like Mother Teresa. You know, so like Easter, when you think about her, when you read about her, it's kind of like very inspiring. You know, like if we have many of them, there will be less problem in the world. You know, regardless, Buddhists, Hindu, Christians, when you think about Mother Teresa, what they think about. They think about how much she does for the poor people, and how she sees them, and how we see them, what kind of mindset. So these people know exactly how to be happy. Live with happy mind, drive with happy mind. So these people know. So whenever they say something, so we as a human being, and she is also a human being too, so we should pay attention to what she's trying to say. You know, and it's like the things that you get back is like immense, immense, you know, immense benefit. So, as I mentioned, I do read about Mother Teresa, and I have a number of books. You know, I read them, time to time I read them, because even though she's not Buddhist, long as it benefits your mind, that's what matters. So I read them, you know, so it's amazing, amazing. All the people there, you know, she helps. What you can expect from them? Nothing, nothing. You have to think. They have no money, no power, no education. You cannot expect anything, you know. So just, she sees them as like gift, wonderful, that she just rescued, and you know, from the street, you know. So then, how many millions of hearts did she touch by her service? So it's important. So I think, you know, like, so anyway, so negative thought, you know. So then now go back to the point. The purpose of meditation is to, you know, meditation to reduce negative thought. This is mental suffering. If you don't want suffering, we should not think something negative. Okay? So that's all my point. I'm not ordering you. I'm just suggesting. Yeah, some suggestions. So then I read this book. This is called Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, taught in 8th century. 8th century by Indian master. Here, you know, the reason I'm reading this text, so then first of all, that, you know, I feel good because I'm reading from this book because it's been taught in 8th century. This is not something that I just made it up last night. Thinking, oh, tomorrow what I should say, you know. I've been talking here last 14 years, every Sunday. So this is good. So then, you know, you can look at the books. Then, you know, it's written in 8th century by Indian master Shantideva called Shivala. So chapter number, there's 10 chapters in this book. But chapter number 6, in modern language, here, you know, you have so many programs. Anger management, if you've got into some trouble, so part of the highest consequences that you send you to anger management, something like that. So there's so much stress has been, so much studies has been done. So this is like thorough investigation or studies been done in 8th centuries by Shantideva, thoroughly. There's out of 10 chapters, this chapter number 6 has more page. Shantideva examined anger thoroughly. So this is where you tune into when you have issue with anger, that you read, then you try to remember some word from there. So that's why I'm going to read this from here, okay? Maybe two or three stanzas. So, stanza numbers, Namla?
Number 7 and 8, maybe?
So,
9.
Tibetan book, we don't have good index. We are unorganized people. You have here index, standard number, everything detailed. Here, not good index, not standard number. We just, I'm not sure what standard numbers. Anyway, so I'm going to read here and then try to translate from my. Mijö chedam dobayi. So, mijö chedam, mijö ches. Somebody is doing something that you don't like, or maybe interfering with your interest, your plan, your hobby, your idea, mijoechedans. Thereby also maybe, you know, like some interfering with something that you like. I like to have this flower right here. Your friend says, oh no, it doesn't look good here, you put it just here. So then there's interference, you know? Interference. There's like something interfering with something you like. Kejebali, Junchur Baso. That's no, because of interference, that's what it happens in the other person. Immediately saying, what you found? What you found is, you found food for unpleasant mind. See, now you found food for unpleasant mind because you like to be this here, but it's not going to be here because your friend says should be here. So then there's food for your unpleasant mind. So that's how the anger arises. When the anger arises, then you are completely crushed, destroyed by anger. So that now, their life realities. And I said, sometimes I jokingly say, kitchen dharma. So, so you have this, plan or you have this idea, all the things, there are certain things that should go in this drawer, certain things this goes to this drawer, all the forks has to be here, all the knife has to be here, all the spoon has to be here, all the sudden have some guest or your roommate, you couldn't find the forks and the knife and the spoon all mixed up. So the cups you are looking for couldn't find. How you feel? First thing what we do, we don't think, oh, that's me. We are thinking if you have roommate, oh, that may be Gishi Sambo who did that, who misplaced the cup. Then if Gishi Sambo kind of like insists you are the one who misplaced last night, something like that, you are not willing to listen, so you still don't believe. Then slowly you kind of figure it out that you did that. You don't want to talk about it. You don't want to have any conversation, finish it, done. If there's someone else, then the conversation goes, lectures, conversation goes on and on and on and on. That's very, it's very unfortunate. That's exactly how we feed, unpleasant mind all the time. Like working on computers, all of a sudden internet gets slow. We kind of, people do talk to internet, but internet don't hear. So come, still doesn't help. So then calling to like cable company, internet company, waiting on phone. We just say, oh, great, 15 minutes. I could say some mantra, but it's driving me crazy. So now think about that. You know, I know, all of us, we know, anger is considered as like pain, shedang, sungu. Anger is pain. Shedan Sumu Sem Chana is in Shanti Deva's text, the very beginning of this text. Shedan Sumu Sem Chana. So, if whoever harbor this painful mind, what we call anger, you will not experience mental peace or happiness. Whoever does me, rope doesn't protect from anger, and only mind. So, now from like day to day life reality, being we cannot survive without other human beings. We are human beings, we have to survive within human beings, and that's every day. That's, you watch your day throughout the day, you watch them very carefully. So then you see, other people when they deal with, and without criticizing them, you learn lessons. Every moment of the opportunity to practice patience, we lose them. Because they don't have. We could change, but we lose them. Going to shopping mall, grocery store, Sam's Club, go there. So then, it's like shopping carts gigantic, Sam's Club. Of course, people they come there to buy big things. So you can't expect in the shopping cart there's nothing, only one piece, two piece. So when you go there, when you come. And there's long line, we're looking for short line, there's no problem, that's good. But long line, then what we do? So that's exactly investigate, being mindful, how we feed our unpleasant mind. We find the food all the time, then we feed them to unpleasant mind. So then how anger arises, then result, you are finished. You are completely burned from head to toe, no happiness. That's what happens. people. But that cannot be simply eradicated, just simple prayer. It needs mental exercise. You need to think through. So what we do? So we don't say, oh, great, long line, oh, more opportunity to say mantra. We don't say that. We don't know. So then all of a sudden, why these people are here? So why they should come? Monday, then they should walk. So why they should come here? So you are there, no problem. Other people there, it's a big problem. Like that, no. You don't count. See, I've experienced sometimes driving to like the weekend to the center. You are stuck at the traffic light, and all of a sudden there's so many cars. Sometimes people say, oh, why there's so many cars? But your car doesn't count, but those cars is not good to be there. They should have to stay home, you know, like that. Yeah, so doing something, you know, like this, all like this, like, I think what the point here is we have to understand how we find the food for our unpleasant mind and how we feed them. The result is anger, then finish. So that's what Chandra says. She don't take the dajum, so. Tede dagi javoti, so there's enemy like anger. Say the number, I will destroy the food for this unpleasant mind, which is called anger. Didan dala nyobale zadilan leshi means this enemy has only one job, to harm you, that's all. External enemy, you know, so we call enemy people we don't like. Oh, they go to bathroom, they have to eat, they have to nap, they have to sleep. No, they are not there 24 hours to. No, sometimes they move some other place, no. But this enemy doesn't go anywhere. That's why they call the mind is like permanent roommate. So this one, it doesn't get old, doesn't get sick, doesn't go to bed. It is there just to harm you. That's all. That's the only one. Shantideva said that, okay? So now here, the one more stanza. Well, then, Chila Pavjan Dakini, no matter what kind of circumstance, I will never, how is it, destroy?
Disturb.
I'll never disturb my
mental joy.
Mental joy. No matter what kind of circumstance. So, you may not have no mental joy, but you know, if you have one, so need to know what name, no matter what kind of circumstance, not to destroy them. Miga Cheja Demidus. Then?
For having been made unhappy, I shall not accomplish what I wish.
See, this is all practical. In the airport, especially when you have long flight, the airport, you see people fight. Huh? Some of them are like so angry, so miserable, not just themselves, you know, to make these people who work at the counter, make them so miserable. They don't want to help that person. They don't want help. Even though they can do something, they will not do when you observe them. They will help someone there who is kind of calm, have same problem, not much complaining. They will help them, that person. So you see, you know, in the airport, you see many, many occasions. You know? If you accomplish, so is this true? Is this true? Second line, is this true? Maybe some people may believe if you that's how you accomplish things. What do you think? I don't know. So I did observe. Now there's a group of musicians in Mumbai, coming from Mumbai to London, Christmas time. All the flights, most of the flights, been cancelled because there's heavy snow at the airport. This group of musicians got really, really upset, you know, screaming and all that because they have to be there. They already scheduled. So everybody, the whole environment can become really tense. So then I look at them, you know, so this the people who work for airline, none of them willing to help, but then kind of fight, there's nothing there. Anyway, so,
okay, and my virtues will decline?
Yeah, so that means ability to think something positive will be completely destroyed. You can't think straight at that moment, because you are fueled by anger, huh? Because you already burned from head to toe. So, all my friends, you know, we have this incredible intelligence, you know, begin from your home, in your kitchens, you know, how much you lose your joyful mind, some misplacement of your some cups and plates, you know, like that, you know, and be honest, you know. So, as I said, you know, you try to go into your meditation hall, prayer room, you sit there, meditate, all of a sudden you hear some noise. Lawnmower, people who's mowing grass. Whole meditation is there now. Why that has to be so early? Can be done in the afternoon when I finish my meditations. It get louder and louder. It's not getting louder because mind is getting louder and louder. So then you can't help, then you want to see that person's face. then turns out that person is reading something here. It makes you more angry. See, they cannot, person cannot hear. So like that, you know, then like, you have to be crystal clear. The purpose of meditation is to reduce negative thought. So this is very unfortunate. You have problems, I have problems, you all have problems, but that can be solved. Slowly, slowly, become more mindful. Make sure, no matter what kind of circumstance, make sure that you don't feed, even though you found the food, make sure we don't feed that to our unpleasant mind. So then, that will generate anger. So then, finish. No happiness. So then, the people around you, they are probably not happy to see that you are very angry. So they will just slow, you know. Even the dogs, not I'm not sure, cat, dogs kind of, you know, so yeah, dogs kind of goes away too. But then people, so that's what we do. So I'm hoping that, you know, you'll read Shantideva's books, you know, which have been taught 8th century, chapter number 6. There's thorough, how you say, detailed information how to deal with anger. So, then one more still, I'll stop, I'll really stop. If there's something you can do while you are not happy, you just do. If there's nothing you can do while you are not happy, there's nothing you can do. So the Shantideva said, it's helpful. Other text says, train your mind verbally. What it means, that means you repeat certain words in your mind, so that's how one way to treat. So this could be very good coupon. Not two for Tuesday, but there's good, the pizza coupon. Sometimes there's two for Tuesday. This is not for two for Tuesday, but there's no one for day coupon. So just put in the refrigerator when you see. So we need a lot of help to remind, you know, it's not training your mind, it's not that easy. So with that, I will stop here. So then hope that, you know, we try all our best. That's all we can do. Okay? Thank you. So then I will say, in the end, there's something here. So then after that, I will say a couple of mantras, some of them to just hearing to help prevent untimely death. And some of the mantra is for health. So I will do that in power text. 2 minutes. So then before this announcement, so we have this here, what we call Cute Kitty. Kitty Rescue Liberation Project. So Jill, one of our center members, she has 8 kittens looking for liberation or moksha. If you are interested, you know, so without pressure, if you are interested, you can talk to Jill. Maybe there's some sign there. If not, so then, you know, then if you don't find anybody to liberate them, so then, you know, probably she's going to take to the shelter. So you can help her at least bring the kid in here to go around to by maybe 3 times. Just help that, okay. Oh, what is it? I don't remember the last name. Yeah, can you say it a little loud? Yeah, there's I think there's some sign there out there. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I think most people here know that Kadampa Center has a very small core of paid staff members. There lavishly compensated. They have luxurious benefits, and they sit around and drink tea all day. But the center is really run by volunteers. And there's so many, it's impossible to thank each one individually, but occasionally a couple people rise above, go above and beyond. They're really the tip of the iceberg of all the volunteers who help Kadampa Center keep the doors open so that we can present the teachings of Geshe Gelug and our other teachers. This morning we wanted to thank two of our volunteers. The first one has stepped in a time of need and served as our treasurer for the past year and as a board member, and she's always glad to stand up in front of a crowd. Mm-hmm. No, but she's one of the people behind the scenes, so we wanted to thank Lisa James for her work as treasurer over the past year. Geshe Gelug has...
Thank you, Lisa. All your work, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
And then the real heart and core of a Buddhist center such as this is the serious practitioners. And the real core practice at the center is our pujas that are done on the recommendation of Lama Zopa Rinpoche, our spiritual director, and of Geshe Gelug. And even if you don't come to the pujas, the prayer services, they're the kind of the lifeblood of the center. The energy that's created for those really keeps the center going. And for the past 6 years, the enormous task of organizing the pujas, finding sponsors, setting up the offerings, setting up the altars, has been managed wonderfully by Venerable Lama, so we want to thank her for 6 years of incredible service on our pujas. So thank you to Lisa and Venerable Lama and all the volunteers who make Kadampa Center a reality. I just want to remind people that there's a potluck after the teachings today, and even if you didn't bring something, there's always food to share. So please join us for that.
2 minute mantra, 2 minute, only 2 minute, okay, we'll finish.
Mazasamoka de Zom, Namu Bagawa de Begazi Guru, and Ruya Tamaraza, and Dagada.
arahat samya sambuddha yate adam begadze begadze ma begadze begadze ranza samunga de so ange wade ni do da sanje me nalu de no wa je ma lo shu da wa de je je de cha ju ten de ge kong ge ngwa da be ma ma ju ge ni ju do da zo no de de no ju ro je ya finish.
Okay, I'd like to read the dedication prayers. They're on the pink sheet, and there's also I'm going to read the prayer list. But we're at what are we going to do first? I think they're passing out the generosity bowls right now, and then after that's done, then please feel free to borrow one of the katas in the basket and offer a kata, especially if you're not going to the Lama and retreat this weekend.
Yeah, because this is Geshe-la's last Sunday for 2 months. He'll be traveling, and so you can offer a kata to send him warm wishes on his travels.
Prayers for happy rebirth, all those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom, Carl Thomas Adams Sr., John Ahern, Alexa Alston, Faye Bean, Benjamin Courtney, Winifred Deutsch, Kathy Fortner, Virginia Lytle, Jacob Meadows, Maya Farma, Foreman Rogers, Vinik Batar, Sarah Fudol, Cleo the Cat, Job Search, John Pell, Justin Kelly, Josanne Barona. Prayers for health and well-being, Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Chirki La, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Yukiko Burroughs, Florence and John Day Constant, Richard Hurst, Eugene Flynn, Mildred Gooch, Carlos Haas Weston, Mina Haas Weston, Christina Harrison and family, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Jason Lentz, Nelson Mandela, Howard Mann, Kate Mann, Ginny McCoy, Tom McGinnity, Adrian Oliver, J. Pandya, Pierre Parento, Oscar Plazola, Kyle Pagoni, Aunt Polly, Lottie Powell, Eric Reeves, family of Maya Foreman Rogers, Eileen Rubin, Dr. Albert Sontz, Rosemary Cease, Sarai, Aunt Barbara Tai, Dion Washington, Dorothy Wirtis, Susan Westervelt, Judith Wormser, the Worthington family, Andrew, Watson, JJ, Pete, Daniel, Don, Jim, Shirley, Tony, Mark, Robert, Gigi, Dorothy, and Cadro the Pigs. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are there in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Favor of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion. To the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, and masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. And so let's chant seven green Taurus mantra for Geshe-la's long, healthy, happy life and for his quick and safe return from his journey. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Food offering, one food offering, then finish, okay. So now could Bon appétit.